92.3 WTTS. On demand.
I'm Craig Shank with Jesse Valenzuela, guitarist of the Gin Blossoms. Now, you're someone who's spent a lot of time traveling over the years. And 2 years ago, you played at the Track, and last year, you played at the Wine Fest in Indy. What do you like about Indianapolis, and do you have any favorite hangouts when you have a chance to visit?
Never there long enough to get a favorite haunt, but we've been playing Indianapolis for 20 years. I like the golf in the suburbs. There's a lot of great golf.
Dealing with the fans, do you think that Indianapolis has a more friendly vibe?
Oh, no, they're the sweetest people in the world. Yeah, absolutely. We had a great time at the Wine Fest last year. We didn't realize you guys made wine there. It was delicious. It was great. The people who ran that show are fantastic. And we played inside the Indy 500, that track, fabulous track. We've played there, I guess this will be our second time.
I imagine that would be a bit of a different environment for you guys, playing at a racetrack.
Oh, sure. No, I've never done anything like it before. Downtown Indianapolis is a lot of fun.
And I've been told that you have a nickname, Pablo Del Monte. What's the story behind that?
When we were first together, our first drummer was wanted by the law. Or he wasn't, you know, an outlaw so much as he wasn't supposed to work in bars. And we were playing a gig, so we couldn't use the name of the Gin Blossoms because he was afraid that his parole officer would find out. So we changed our names to the Del Montes, and then each one of us took a nickname for that.
On a more serious subject, the band formed in Arizona. That's where you're originally from. And there's a great deal of controversy right now surrounding new immigration laws. Do you have any opinions on what's going on right now in Arizona?
Yeah, that's that law, SB 1070. It's a horrible, horrible law. And I don't live in Arizona anymore. It was news to me when it started happening. But I think that they're going to get a lot of boycott trouble. I think that that law is just an excuse for profiling. So we'll see what happens. But I think it was really misguided.
And does your band have any plans to take part in a boycott, or is that not part of the plan for you?
You know what? We're talking about it right now, actually. We're going to get together this weekend, obviously, to play Indy. So we'll be together and do something.
You've got a new album called No Chocolate Cake due out at the end of summer. You've worked with Danny Wilde of the Rembrandts on several of the tracks. How did you and Danny meet and decide to work together?
You know, Danny and I back in the big 90s, I got a call for Elektra Records. He was making records. So I went in and we wrote a song, and it became the single for the record. And we've been friendly ever since. And we always sort of wrote together. If I was in town, he was in town. And then we'd take writing trips to Nashville. So he's one of the guys I write with a great deal.
Anytime that you have a new album, fans and critics are sure to have certain expectations. Now, what are your thoughts on the direction you're taking with the new album, and should people expect you to maintain the elements that they know from your work, or will you be moving in a different direction?
Well, I suppose some fans would rather you just sort of stay in a very comfortable zone, and some of the militant fans would almost demand it. But I think for the most part, people would just accept it. Nothing really varies. That it's never a drastic difference. I think this new record probably has a familiar sound to it, and I like where it's going, personally speaking.
You mentioned militant fans have certain expectations. Have you ever had any over-the-top experiences with your fans?
Yeah, of course, yeah. I mean, some uncomfortable moments with someone who's, you know, was wanting to boil my rabbit or something. I don't know. I've had great moments. You know, they're fans. God bless them. You know, without them, there's nothing. Militant fans, there's the super fan, which is sweet and kind, and then militant fan who maybe could get angry if you're not playing the exact solo that you put on the record. And we don't really have too many of those anymore. They don't come around too often.
Expecting you to stay to the letter to what you've done in the past, that can be unrealistic. I imagine part of the joy of being in the position that you're in is being able to continue creating and moving forward. That being said, you've been touring for years, and you're expected to play the fan favorites each night, but how do you keep the experience of touring fresh, and do you ever get burned out on any of your own songs?
We'll sort of move them in and out, you know. We'll rotate them, but there's obviously there's the five big songs that have to be in the set, and I know that experience for a lot of musicians can be they'll start to resent a song playing it. And personally, I've never had that problem. I like the big hits, you know, they're the reason I get to play music every night.
92.3 WTTS on demand.